Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let me hear some Mike T here. Mike T was asked yesterday, Coach Tomlin, about this no-huddle stuff, and Ben Roethlisberger saying, we don't have a no-huddle. What are you talking about? No-huddle. You're asking me about a no-huddle. We don't even have a no-huddle. So what's going on with the no-huddle?
Mike, talking with Ben after the game, he said there's not a no-huddle option in the offense and something that he's used for a long time. Is that something that was taken out, and would you consider adding that back in as the season goes on?
He was probably referencing last week. You know, it wasn't in the plan last week. Man, we don't try to limit ourselves in any way. Last week's plan is last week's plan. This week's plan could be this week's plan. And so, that's the mentality that I have and we have. Obviously, you guys have watched us for any length of time, know that we're no huddle capable.
So what the hell was just said right there, Jim? Because I can't call it.
Well, I think that's another Ben saying kind of one thing. But the way Ben said it, or at least the way Brooke described it, and I wasn't in on the Ben postgame thing, so I didn't hear it.
Brooke Pryor
exactly,
from ESPN. Right.
I believe what Tomlin said. I think they're both right.
Well, then what's Ben trying to achieve here?
I don't know. That's the same thing.
He wants control of the offense.
It's like it wasn't a good call at
all. Somebody's
a liar and someone's not. I mean, I hate to put it like that, and I'm not this Ben basher. I'm just not. But what is Ben trying to achieve by blatantly saying, we don't have no huddle, I don't have access to it, and the coach being like, what are you talking about? Yes, we do.
At the first sign of trouble, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, the first sign of resistance, Ben's initial instinct is to say, please just give me the ball and let me call the plays. Please just let me do it. And that's why you get a little bit of a sideways swipe at Canada in the post game. It's why you get a mention that there's not any no huddle in the game plan. It's all of this stuff. And it's... I thought that the passive aggressive Ben had long ago fallen off the face of the earth, and we were getting humble veteran Ben on his last ride around the merry-go-round, but it's still in there. When they hit the first signs of trouble, he wants to be the guy calling the shots, and he doesn't like if somebody else is calling him for
it. If it goes badly, he pouts. If it goes good, when it gets bad and then it gets good, he's the conquering hero. I want so badly to like this guy. I want him to have this second portion of his career where he gets out from all the darkness that happened early and like this guy and like his personality, whatever. But it's just, and look, I'm not some shill and I'm not some homer, even though I root for the Steelers. I call it as I see it and I pride myself in that. Look at this situation if you're a Steeler fan and go, how can the quarterback say we don't have a no huddle and the head coach say, what are you talking about? We do have a no huddle. And how can you come to any conclusion other than someone isn't telling the full truth? That's the only conclusion here.
Well, it goes back to Ben does not have broken toes.
Remember all that? When Cowher had to go, he has a broken toe.
I want to like the guy so much, but he makes it so difficult.
And in regards to the no huddle, they could actually be both telling the truth, right? Because there's a little bit of room between the two answers here where Ben says, well, we didn't have any no huddle. And Tomlin says, well, yeah, we didn't have it this week. And then Ben's annoyed that he doesn't have no huddle in the game plan. He's going to make sure if they struggle that week, that everybody knows that they didn't have something that he likes that he's comfortable with.
I'll just say it. Ben would be a pain in the ass to have as an employee. A total pain in the backside for the boss. He just is because he does stuff like this. And look, this means nothing in terms of on the football field, I don't think. But he just undermines his boss all the time and did it publicly again.
He's the sales guy who brought in like the two biggest accounts in the company's history and then doesn't show up for a sales meeting ever again. And the boss is like, what am I going to do? He's got the two big accounts. I can't yell at him. He wants to continue to get by on. You guys have seen me run the no huddle. You know when I call the shots, things go well.
But for the first time ever, it looked like that the worm was going to turn because no one made him produce a documentary to say, I love it. I've got it. You know, it's different in my life now. I want to chase that championship. I'm coming back. I mean, I saw all that stuff. So did you, right?
Yeah.
And you felt like, okay, let's ride. That's my quarterback.
And in all honesty, that's why I felt like, hey, we're getting a new sort of a humble Ben, right? Who I don't think we're going to get any of this passive aggressive stuff anymore. But then it comes out in just week two after an unexpected loss to the Raiders.
Here's a better question from me is, why wasn't there a no huddle in? Because you never know when you're going to need it, right? I mean, you could potentially need to run a no huddle every week. You're going to be in a situation where you're at the end of a half, the end of a game, whatever.
Because Canada wants to call the plays. Or at the very least, he wants to provide Ben with the options, you know, the RPO at the line to decide, and I don't mean an RPO play, I mean the run or pass option at the line, and he wants to know what those plays are going to be. And he doesn't want Ben to just make it up on the fly.
Yeah. He's just patently unlikable. I'm sorry. He's patently unlikable by the way that he comes across. And I think that Tomlin was actually pretty diplomatic right there. In terms of, like, you've seen our football team. I think he's used to that, though. This same song and dance and ping pong match happened whenever there was the quarterback sneak conversation. It went down exactly the same way. Exactly. And I'm not here to beat the guy up. I'm just not. But
well, it'll come up today, I think.
He acts like he doesn't want the drama, but then he welcomes it on himself.
It's just he can't allow himself to not have the last word. He's that guy. You know, he's got to be the one that points out, hey, this or that. And yeah, things didn't go well today. And at the same time, he does it all under the umbrella of, hey, this one's on me, guys. I wasn't good enough. Well, you're right, Ben. You weren't. But, you know, that there's some false humility in there sometimes, too. And I thought we were past all of it.
Let's get to the heart of it, too, at the very beginning. Ben was the first person to speak on the no huddle. Even if it wasn't in, okay? Why disclose that to someone moving forward as the quarterback of an NFL football team? Why even bring that up as a topic of conversation?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess to make himself look better that, hey, you know, it's like the punt. It's like, it's not on me. You know, the punt team's running out on the field. You know, of course I wanted to go for it without saying you wanted to go for it. You know, the thing is this week, and I don't know how severe this pectoral injury is. Well, like Ray said, we'll get an idea tomorrow. If he doesn't practice tomorrow, you know, there's a good chance that he may not practice at all this week and still play on Sunday.
Well, he'll be the conquering hero if he does. I mean, there's no question about that. And I'm not saying he's not going to come back from an injury, but I've just got to resign myself to the fact that it's never going to change. Well, it just is what it is.
And when
Ben,
things aren't going well, he's going to tell you why they're not going well. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, it's just it was just a bizarre situation that you have two men in really big power with the franchise saying two totally opposite things, and it's only week two.
And I can just picture Mike Tomlin walking away from that yesterday with Bert going like,
"What Ben? What's he saying?
Right?
What's he saying?
What did Ben
Why
say
is he
earlier?
Saying that?
Right?
Of course we have a no huddle. What do you think? This is an NFL team.
It's even better when he used to go on with Ron and say all that stuff. Nobody really heard it inside the walls, and then they'd throw Tomlin in front of the microphone and go, whoa, man.
Favorite time of the week.
Yes, sir.
Ben said that.
Yeah. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.